It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We talked about a kind of a summary of what's going on here, and I've got a couple of contacts. I want people to pray. We have Sebastian Gorka, who's on Fox News. He has a regular show. He's over here on CRN Talk Radio as well. We have Bart Goldman, who's the co-founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I have a contact directly through him to have to wait for it for Ivanka Trump. I need to get directly through, at the very top of my list, is John W. Spring, whistleblower for 1960, Cuban Missile Crisis 1983, and the co-author and research investigator to verify the Nicaraguan nukes in Puerto Huerta and the Large Island Antilles weapons north of Venezuela by Russia. In fact, the Jack Ryan special by Tom Clancy, who did about 6+ years ago, is all about not only mining, but also Russian nukes in Venezuela. The entire series, the most popular series now on Amazon Prime, is all about Russian nukes in Venezuela. Oh, my God. And Trump, in his latest letter that sent back to you on the 12th, which I prophesied months earlier, doesn't accede to the fact of there are these two things in there, Monroe's severe influence in Nicaragua and Venezuela. And I'm going to quote a comment made that I saw literally the last night on the show with Jack Ryan, the night before last, that stated, and he said, you know, he asked people in the audience, what do you consider the biggest danger to America? Russia, China, North Korea, Iran? And no one answered about Venezuela. Not only have they got 7 billion barrels of oil, trillion barrels of oil, they have the largest gold reserves outside of Alaska and the Williams Lake mines in British Columbia. They also have one of the largest deposits of uranium and strategic minerals for high-tech industry. And yet they're in a socialist collapse state. They're a failed state because of Maduro. And Maduro now has Russian nukes down there. And the population are in such a state of starvation and lack of electricity. If you're diabetic, you have relatives that have to walk 100 miles if they have to, or bike to Colombia to get insulin so you don't die of diabetic hyperglycemia. This is what's going on right now. And Trump is kind of whistling, you know, like Rome burns, because the people around him are a bunch of idiots. And right now, we do not have missile defense. This week, North Korea has announced, Iran has announced that they're going to enrich uranium to weapons grade. And Israel, because of the danger now to the Kurds, which brings it on the back doorstep of Israel, have stated they're going to bomb the Bashar reactor, and we've given them tankers to actually be able to fly in return from bombing the Bashar reactor into oblivion, Russian-made since the 1970s. And this will immediately precipitate World War III if it happens now. God's holding back the wall of destruction. But Trump, you're an idiot. You don't know anything. You've obviously been surrounded by people like Tillerson and Pompeo and Lightning Bolton. And I know he's a good man if he gets the right information, but he doesn't know. It's obvious to me, and I put a video together on the weekend called, you know, Grace and Prayer for a POTUS. I lay out every problem and every solution to every problem. He should declare a state of national emergency, start jailing and shutting off the media and putting people like Adam Schiff into jail. Nancy Pelosi, another one, is removing them from office, shutting down the media. He needs to stop. This is not a dialogue. This is a coup. And it puts us in danger of not dealing with the fact that if the war starts with Iran and with these other countries like North Korea, we're going to get nuked. At the very least, we're going to get a power blackout, in which most people will die of starvation and cannibalism. And people don't get it. They think, well, I'm making it up. I'm making it up. No, I'm not making this up. And the fact is, even the Jack Ryan special now is all about Russian nukes in Venezuela, damn it. So what do you think, John? This is pretty the converging wall of truth here, and we're getting really close to getting to Trump. We need to talk to the guy, because I know he has a good heart, but I consider Donald Trump a pre-Christian. He's not a Christian yet. Because if he did the will of the Most High God and listened to God's people like you and me, he would have knowledge he can verify with his intel agencies and say, oh, I know. Have you got satellite photos, Deagle? Yeah, I do. Have you got intel contacts? Yes, I do. Have I got a genius like yourself, John W. Spring, who researched and found with John F. Kennedy the first crisis in 1960, 1983? I got you. And the fact is, God's done this to bring together a web of truth that can be verified. And if we don't get it through to our current POTUS, America's in dire straits. We could actually have literally a nuclear nightmare today. It could happen any moment. We won't get an advance warning if something happens, will we?
No, we won't, Dr. Deagle. And this is a dilemma that we face. We're in a very precarious situation. In the past, I've been able to reach presidents almost directly. But in this
particular in 1983, case, we were able to get through to them, and they actually verified that they in Grenada. And they went in and rescued the medical students there that were going to the Grenada Medical School. And they closed it down and got rid of the Russian missiles. We haven't seen anything like that. And Trump's not even admitting to the fact they don't have active missile defense. You see, I have intact contacts inside the intel agencies. And last year they did a simulation in Hawaii where they asked Israel to fire a non-warheaded missile toward Hawaii. And the Hawaiians were thought it was a live ammo test with live weapons with a warhead. And the simulation, we failed miserably. And if it actually had a nuke on it, it would have blown the hell out of Hawaii, all the islands. People don't get that, do they? And they don't get it that whatever we are doing isn't frigging working. Now, I worked with missile defense years ago. I worked with these guys, and they realize Dr. Deagle's not just a genius. And I don't have a cape, and I don't fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I'm Clark Kent. I'm Superman. And I'm not doing it for a purpose. There's always an arrogant son of a bitch. He interrupts his guests. If you're out there and want me to shut up, turn off the damn radio and suffer. Stop it. Stop disagreeing with me and saying you don't want to hear. Because when I bring on experts like John W. Spring, I'm begging, I'm doing everything. I'll pay for the flight to get your carcass in front of Donald Trump. We have to get this done. If we don't get through to Donald Trump, he's going to screw up right now with the polls and the millennials that are now been pre-trained by the communist universities across America and the media. A majority, and this is polls that are even on Drudge, he's going to lose the election if it happened today. He will lose it. If he loses it, it's the end of the United States. We'll be nuked as we continue with the globalists trying to fight Russia and not getting back in the G8 and not removing those weapons. We will not have a Belt and Road or collaborate with China on everything, including, you know, defense of Earth strategies from the incoming Apophis asteroid coming in April of 2029. We'll not be ready for a coronal mass ejection with upgrading our UHF transformers to plasma lines because we don't have any protection against a gravity wave and a coronal mass ejection for the sun knocking our power grid out permanently, not partially. We got Dr. Pai and others who I'll bring on the program. This is an open to your damned opinion out there. And if you want me to shut up, no, you shut up out there listening, and you damn well listen, or you're going to die hard. You don't like the movie Die Hard? I'm sick and tired of people, especially on the movie, on the series where we do Monday show with Deborah Tavares, and just reads and reads and reads. And I've told Deborah, you're going to let me insert comments that support you, or you're not going to be doing a radio show with me anymore. I did that with Josh Bernstein. He's gone. He didn't like me interrupting when I disagree with him. You need to understand, if I'm going to say something, you damn well better listen or you're going to suffer and die for it. Okay? It's not open to your opinion. It's not a monologue like Coast to Coast Radio. It's a dialogue. So I want you to continue. Please continue. And we're going to need to do some video afterward so you have more time to converse. But, oh my God, am I ever angry at people that want me to shut up? You shut up out there. You stop asking me to be silent. You stop and listen and pray hard because America is about to die. We're about to die, and we have a president who wants to do the right thing. He's misadvised by maniacs behind him and even the Republican Party. And the demon rats are trying to impeach him because they don't even want to accept the 2016 election. This is disgusting when he's doing his job running out basically corruption in Ukraine. And he's doing his damn job, and they want to say it's illegal. And we've got people like Taylor and others. I'm so angry with our political process and our media. I am not going to put up with it anymore. I'm not. Okay? So please continue.
Okay. Well, first of all, we've got to take one step back and take a look at what's been going on in the Kremlin for over a decade now.
Exactly.
Ever since Vladimir Putin came to power in about the year 2000, shortly before George W. Bush became president, he started working on a plan basically to destroy America and to rebuild the former Soviet Union.
Exactly.
And he has some of the best political analysts in the world working for him in the Kremlin. I must admit, some of them are almost as good as I am, Dr. Bill, and some of them are far more educated in so many areas that it almost brings humility to me.
there's three areas where he has people over in Russia. Number one, he has geopolitical analysts like you that are geniuses. He has remote viewers, which they do this. And he has intel agents that have totally infiltrated our intel agencies and are hacking into our power grid and our intel. And in fact, we have back doors, which are corrupt politicians and intel agencies that are transferring directly data through to these agencies like the GRU and KGB to make certain that they fully understand everything. In fact, even transfer of technology, like in the late 90s with Bill Clinton, to show that they could accurately target U.S. cities through a project called Lockheed Martin or Sputnik through the London Stock Exchange. I know everything. And what makes me angry is we have not patriots, but literally spies and corrupt monsters that are collaborating to make sure that Russia and China are weaponized to be able to destroy our nation. This is all going on behind the scenes or right in front of our nose, and we don't want to face it. We want to attack the messenger. Shut up, Deagle. No, you shut up out there. You stop talking. You start listening. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I've had it. You want to disagree with me? By the way, I'm putting responses to these stupid comments in my YouTube channel. These people that just want someone to just read and read and read like Deborah Tavares only and not even let me make a comment that supports her, because the other side are trying to say, oh, she's wrong about, you know, all these different documents. No, she's not wrong. But she doesn't understand the deep science. She doesn't know all the players beyond it. In fact, I had an hour and a half this morning with Keisha Rogers. And the Lewis Foundation are right about a lot of things, but they don't understand the evil that's running Earth is exoplanetary and transdimensional. It goes back eons and agrees with everything in the Bible and any ancient book, like the Book of the Dead, the Upanishads, the Voynich documents. If you go back and look through ancient history, going back tens of thousands of years, everything I say can be verified through the occultic agencies and the druids, and every holy book on earth, including books written by the shamans like Kreta Mutwa in South Africa. None of it is a surprise. That's why the Gen 6 conference that I have coming back on the 22nd Friday, L.A. Marzulli, and I've tried to get other people on from the conference, I connect all the dots, not just some of them. So I go way beyond LaRouche, way beyond L.A. Marzulli, way beyond even Steve Quayle, so you fully understand that we're being driven into a destruction by transgalactic and transdimensional evil. People don't understand this, do they?
No, they don't. And the problem is that so many of our politicians, like George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, George Shultz, have been working side by side, basically, with these evildoers.
Well, look at Condoleezza Rice. She's jabbering on now, and these people were direct covering up not only the Libyan crisis, which they created and killed Muammar Gaddafi, 9/11, Uranigate, Uranium One, all these disasters, including the thing with Mr. Holder, where we gave unlicensed and no serial number weapons to the cartels that were working with our SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, to get our cut on the drug trade in Mexico and Central America and Afghanistan. We're working because these monies are going to weird corporations like Bechdel to build underground cities called DUMS and to do off-world space projects and genetic engineering. People don't get it, do they?
No,
well, I know. I know everything. I don't know if some of people say, oh, you think you know everything, Deagle? I said, yeah, I do. God gave me this, and believe me, it's a very heavy burden to carry. But I'm going to tell you, I don't tolerate people that think, well, if you think you know better, come into my cage match. We have the intellectual cajones to call into the show live, and I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection, and it's going to hurt. I'm going to use any intellectual anesthetic. I don't want to hurt you. I want you to wake up to the fact that bad ideas like these corrupt politicians we talked to in the last hour, they're so-called rhino Republicans, they're killing us. The demon rats are so obvious now, they want late-term abortion when even abortionists, 93% wouldn't do abortion, yet these maniac Democrats want to kill babies, and AOC with her squeaky little mouse voice says we've got to start eating people. We got to kill the unborn. Oh, my God. This is right in your face now, and people are just, oh, yeah, that seems okay. No, it's not okay. It's not even okay to dialogue about this. This is so obscene, it shouldn't be in public discourse, isn't it?
Yes. The abortion industry has become one of the largest industries in America.
It's not just an industry for money. It's an industry for the gathering of ectoplasm for demonic sacrifice to the incubi and succubi, the demonic entities that rule our world in the transdimensional realm of negentropy for Lucifer himself. If you don't understand that, I'm going to explain it to you. So you listen up, people. You're going to hear the whole truth, not just part of it on my show. Not a little bit like Coast to Coast. You're going to do the whole damn thing.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Well, I'm trying hard. I've been using every avenue I can to squeeze out of contact to Trump, POTUS, who, to be honest with you, is on his way to not only losing the election, but also losing the presidency and the ability of the president to do his job, even a future president. And welcome back. So I did a bit of a, if you want to call it, a pirouette of informational mini-gunning, but I want to hear from you now. So tell us what's going on, because we're close to making a contact. How desperately late the hour is for the Kurds, for the Israelis, for the Iranians that are suicidally stupid enough to think that they can attack Israel and get away with it, or the stupid Russians who are desk-pounding, or the narcissistic maniac Vladimir Putin, who thinks somehow he can take out America and that Russia is going to re-exert the Soviet Union. He's delusional, isn't he?
Yes, he is, but it could cost a lot of lives in the meantime, that's for sure.
Well, he doesn't understand. We've got scalar weapons that are a century ahead of anybody else, and if he thinks they're just nuclear, he's an idiot. And the fact is, Russia needs to understand this, that there won't be a Russian person or a Chinese person alive in these nations if we come to a war, and it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. 300 million Americans plus will die in the first hours of a nuclear conflict. And the remaining, two-thirds of them will die in the next 2 months. So only a tiny population of less than a couple million people will survive, even in the continental United States, what's going to happen. In fact, two centuries from now, if there is a reserve population that survives the wars, they'll believe it's a legend that there even was a nation called America in the past. They won't even believe it. I think it's a legend made up by people who were liars. That's how bad it's going to get. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. They don't realize how nations can be destroyed almost at a drop of a hat now because of the technological developments.
Exactly, yeah. And by the way, some of this technology was in the ancient world, too. I have from my intel sources that we actually had an ancient galactic war and the human population on Mars died in an ancient war. We have to understand that the Earth has gone through cataclysmic environmental changes like pole shifts and environmental catastrophes are just like major super quakes like 75,000 years ago destroyed the North American population with a global winter caused by a giant supervolcanic explosion. People need to realize cataclysmic events like the start and the end of the dinosaurs was started with a comet that hit the Earth, an asteroid. The start of the dinosaur age started with an asteroid, and the end of the dinosaur age, 66 million years ago, with an asteroid. And the one approaching us with a 1% chance of it or its debris field hitting us called Apophis, which is an ancient Egyptian term meaning the destroyer, the devil star, is going to approach us in April of 2029, less than 10 years away now. People need to grasp this, how freaking late the hour is. We're in a solar minimum, which means a gravity wave and a coronal mass ejection from the sun. If Earth is pointing, let's say, North America toward the sun when it happens, no more power grid for you. It'll be like that guy in that the action comedy show. You know, no more soup for you, like the soup Nazis, right? Yep. No more power for you, America. Guess what? We will eat our neighbors. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. I said, you're an idiot. I work with a few men in the FBI, and believe me, these guys were jokey maniacs. I mean, they started joking about stuff that's going to cause mass deaths and destruction. We did war game simulations in 1997 at the Adams Mark Hotel. You talked about it at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Denver. And we did a war game simulation on the NOAA supercomputer. We killed everybody. It's not open to your damned opinion out there. You go, oh, that's your opinion, Deagle. No, it's not. It's ugly facts. You better damn well approach and realize it's not open to your freaking opinion. So, John, tell us what's going on. I mean, my God, man, the hour's late. I think we're close to a breakthrough, and I want people to pray hard and contact and email and send letters to the president. If we don't get through to POTUS, man, we are so screwed and tattooed. Now, tomorrow, these maniacs have an open hearing to try to impeach the president. Probably as early as January, they want to have an open hearing and try to put it before the Senate. And there's a bunch of bad senators that are Republicans that this could get really ugly, couldn't it?
Yes, it probably will, Dr. Deagle. I have not been focusing so much on the local scene. By local scene, I mean the national scene in Washington.
Well, I will do that with other people, but I want you to talk about what's going on in Venezuela. This miniseries shocked the hell out of me when I saw this on the weekend. with Jack Ryan.
In all fairness to you, and to your credit, Dr. Deal, it's been now well over 2 years that you have had this insight or this divine spiritual
You know how it happened? I have three, I call it Keno. I don't gamble at all. I don't even pull the arms on a vending machine in Vegas. But God prompted me, sir, I want you to start praying, Deagle. I'm thinking, okay, God. And he'll do it like he'll inspire me to just start praying. Sometimes I actually hear God audibly, okay? Like, you're crazy, Deagle, you're psychotic. No, I'm not. I'm just a normal knucklehead, saved by the blood of Jesus Christian, okay? I'm more intelligent than the average person out there, but that's it. And talented, and I'm also fearless. I'm not afraid to die. So I'm sitting at my desk in my studio here in Vista, California, and God says, I want to show you something, Deagle. So I'm sitting there wide awake, and I start praying, and guess what? He gives me a standing vision and shows me in great detail how Russian submarines are tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, and yeah. Russian launch sites are being set up in Venezuela, including the Antilles Islands, and that these are hypersonic cruise missiles, and I saw them coming off these giant Russian jets, the Antonov jets. And I said to you, I called you, and I said, you know, because obviously, if I'm not afraid about being perceived as a nut, say, Deagle, you're just crazy. Shut up, Deagle. But you didn't, because you're a Christian. You realize, like, you already knew about Nicaragua. You've been watching it for 10 years. You thought, you know what? If the Russians did it before, they're doing it again. They did it in Cuba. They did it in Grenada. They're doing it in Nicaragua, which you're watching with Cortez, the guy that runs Nicaragua. And it's not a surprise that Maduro would have nukes there. And now even this weekend, Jack Ryan, the most popular miniseries on television, says the exact same thing we talked about 2.5 years ago. Oh, yeah. My God. And people want to say, well, that's your opinion. You need to shut the hell up out there and listen and pray in hell and write letters and, you know, send telegrams to Trump to say, for God's sake, listen to John W. Spring. Get a secure video or audio connection, listen to him, and start cross-check and get satellite photos and proof. Don't believe us. When I say something about health or anything else, I don't want you to believe anything I say. Even though it can be validated with blood tests, imaging studies, or intel, I want Trump to get his own intel people to give him satellite photos and other intel to say, oh my God, John W. Spring's right again. And Deagle told him because he had a supernatural visitation to tell him to pray and then to validate because I have contacts inside CENTCOM, the Pentagon, and so on. I have a Pentagon engineer I can contact today. Do you know that? I got people inside the agencies that are watching and listening to my shows, and they contact me afterward. And this isn't open to your opinion. People are like, well, you're just doing an entertainment show. No, I don't. My show is not for entertainment. It's called Shockucation. I take the 4,000-volt intellectual paddles, and I don't put them over your chest. I put them at either damn temple, and I put all the volts of truth through your head, whether you like it or not. And even if it gives you a intellectual seizure, so you start asking questions, you're damn well going to listen or shut off the radio and suffer. Because things are really out of control now. And what they're doing to Trump starting tomorrow, if they succeeded, and in the new year they get rid of Trump, they're going to proceed with things that are going to guarantee the destruction of America. And if you don't think so, you're an idiot. Or they want us to surrender to a global government so, oh, we could destroy your country, so you need to surrender to Russia and China and a global government. That's what they want. They don't want to destroy structure. They want us to surrender to a world government, and they'd like to do it before even the national ID comes in next October. They got a timeline, damn it, and people don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. I don't know if you are aware of what's happening in Germany right now, but many Germans are hoping to move into neighboring Hungary to live because there are so many people coming in from Syria and other Middle Eastern nations that are attacking so many German women. This goes
doesn't surprise me. I have Harley Schlanger on from the Rusch Foundation in Berlin every week on Fridays. Doesn't it all surprise me? And Angela Merkel is a monster. She's crazy. She's like the version of Liarwatha, you would call Hiawatha, who thinks she's part native. She's like the German version of Liarwatha. How's that?
Yes. Well, America is going to become very much like Germany is right now. But there's another thing that's going to be happening tomorrow, Dr. Deagle, as I mentioned during our earlier break, and that's President Erdogan of Turkey is going to be visiting with President Trump. And
now you know how crazy Erdogan is, right? I'd like you to give a list of what you know about Erdogan, and I'll pop in with a couple comments. Go ahead and tell us.
Well,
how nuts this guy is.
But basically, as you pointed out on our previous programs, Erdogan wants to have his own nuclear arsenal.
He wants to have us just transfer to and give them the launch codes from Insulet. He wants to have the oil fields in northern Syria that they take over and call it the buffer zone. It's not. It's where all the oil is in northern Syria. It was, by the way, transferred from Iraq to the Syrians. So it's actually under the control of Bashar al-Assad and the Syrians. And it was given and taken over by the Turks against the law and against the international law and transferred because Saddam Hussein got a corridor through to the Euphrates River to the city of Baghdad that he was rebuilding.
Yeah.
People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, they don't. And it's a shame they are not aware of this.
Yeah, but, you know, I learned a lesson a long time ago, and I have people that want to say, well, you think you're smarter than me. I have yet to find a single individual. Many of them know more languages or more technical stuff in one area or another, but I've not met anybody more determined to find the truth than I am. You're up there with me. There's a small kind of handful or two of people that got me that are smart enough and brave enough to ask questions to find the truth, but most people play with their mental blocks. They believe that they're going to survive by pretending everything's okay when it's not. And that, by the way, includes Donald Trump. He's a good-intentioned man, but he's heading us to destruction. He's heading us to destruction, pushing 5G network, fracking with water, dirty water into oil areas where there's magma oil that causes earthquakes, and genetically modified food and not dealing with the drug cartels. When he hears from the Mexicans, you know they disarmed the Mexican people. You can go down to towns and cities across Mexico, the cartels can do whatever they damn well please. They run the hospitals, the ambulances, and the town. If you get along with the cartels, you're good, and you're good to go, and you got a job. If you cross them, they kill you. You don't have any defense. You don't have guns. Mexicans don't have guns to fight the cartels. They don't have equal weapons. Not like Americans. They try to take our guns like Beto O'Rourke, we're going to kill you. We're not going to make you have a bad day. You try to start stealing our guns by coming door to door and try to shoot at us because we're going to keep our guns, you're going to die doing it. That's not a threat. That's a guarantee. We'll have a civil war in this country like they've never seen. And you know what? My military guys were my buddies, my blood buddies. They would not do that to fellow Americans. They put themselves in danger overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam right back to World War II. In fact, coming into my home here is a gentleman here over Thanksgiving who's 96 years of age. He fought in World War II, Korea, and in Vietnam. And he's actually going to be coming to dinner with one of my ladies who actually is his nurse and takes care of him in his home. This guy's a tough old guy. He's got a really good ancient memory of what he's gone through. Our military personnel and our Marines and so on are not going to shoot at fellow Americans to make sure they turn over their guns. They're not. We have Beto O'Rourke, a maniac, Democrats who think they can seize their guns. Why don't you try to do it, host to host, and see the second host you come to how you're going to die hard, like Bruce Willis. You're not going to get our guns, damn it. Plus, we'll release technology a lot more dangerous, both lethal and non-lethal. You won't even see coming because it won't pop. You won't see a missile coming at you. Just stuff will happen. How's that?
Yes.
And then you know I can bring it. Okay? Deagle can bring it. Okay? I am so damned angry now at what I hear from the demon rats and the rhino Republicans. We're not going to put up with this crap. We're not. I think Trump should declare a state of national emergency, start jailing these coup plotters, including the rhino Republicans like Taylor and Adam Schiff. I call them changes to the two letters and a T. And Nancy Pelosi, who won't even pass legislation like the USMC and better drug prices and infrastructure. And in 16 days, we come to the actual national budget. And guess what? If we don't pass it, America goes bankrupt and we don't even pay our troops and our military personnel or have transfer payments. People don't get it, do they? We're at the edge of disaster. So close, and these maniac Democrats, they don't care if they destroy America. They just want power. They're like people with a drug addiction, and they want their next hit, even if it kills them. That's how nuts they are.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, Dr. Deagle, that practically every single presidential hopeful on the Democratic Party is basically for a gun confiscation.
I would like to see if they can find a dozen SEALs, and I know SEALs, I was your doctor, for Delta Force and SEALs. Find a dozen damn SEALs that are stupid and nervy enough to go host-to-host and grab guns. Those boys, they know the first host they'll get the guns, the second host they're going to die with armor-piercing weapons, etc. And they told the governor in New York 4 years ago that's what would happen. And they said, we're not going to do it, governor. You can go to hell. We're not going to commit suicide. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. So, John, we need to do some video sometime. I want to go over some of the documents you have. What are the latest ones you've published in the last few days? Can you give the titles and some of the content of the articles?
Well, one of the articles that I sent out yesterday to the president, I don't know if you received this one or not, in which I said, basically, we have to continue supporting the Kurds, and that's probably not going to reach directly to the president, although I'm hoping and praying that it might. I indicated.
Well, yeah, that letter to the Kurds. The problem is, I think that that Donald Trump has either been advised by his advisors to not pay attention to your letters, even though you have creds. You actually advised John F. Kennedy in 1960 and 1983 as the president at the time. But the advisors around him are actually shielding him from knowledge that could make him a better president.
Yeah,
and you see, that's the danger here, because they're harming the office of the presidency, and they're putting American autonomy in danger. Right?
Oh, we are in dire danger right now.
Right.
The only problem is the president's completely unaware of it. That this is being kept from him, apparently, by internationalists who basically want the United States to surrender to a world society.
Yeah, but that could happen with a phone call. I mean, they literally could have a conference call from Vladimir Putin saying, "We got all these weapons. We can hit you in 16 minutes to Washington, D.C. You can surrender now, and the world government will meet at the United Nations, and we'll make an agreement." I mean, could it be that freaking simple and quick? People don't know this, do they?
No. And yet it can happen. There's going to be a time when everything that you and I have been trying to warn the president about for over the past 2 years is going to be revealed, and the president is going to have to make quick decision.
He should watch the Jack Ryan special, number one. He should damn well talk to you. And then you should talk to our other experts, like Gary Richard Arnold and the special Rhino Republicans are trying to backstab him. Look at the comments by Nikki Haley about Tillerson and Kelly. I mean, did you think you can suspect she might have another agenda, but I have a feeling she's right on. I don't think that Tillerson and Kelly were on our side. Where do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I have my doubts about her as well.
I know. I know exactly what she's up to. She made statements in the United Nations that were obscene. She has a big mouth on her, and she's an attitude. But remember, a lot of people that even say partially things you can correctly agree with, like our Democratic lady from Hawaii, some of the things she says are so over-the-top nuts, even though she's arguing now with Hillary Clinton about the fact that she got disrespected saying she's a Russian agent. She's not a Russian agent, but she's dumb. She doesn't understand the genesis of the war in the Middle East, which she went and served in the military and the Air Force. She doesn't understand the players are both Republican and Democrat on both sides. It's not just Democrats, demon rats. It's Rhino Republicans, it's globalists, it's bankers, it's religious fools, it's the Vatican, it's fake Islam, it's fake leftists and university professors that are communist, socialist, atheists. It's a cabal of demonic evil of many different brands and subtypes. Like if you go to the Walmart of Satan, there's many, many different brands all stamped with the stamp and approved by the god of blue light, Satan, Lucifer himself. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle.
And they would get confused thinking, well, who's the player? This is space chess, multi-level space chess. It's not just one thing. And you're dealing with a super intelligence. But you see, God made me able to have the direct connection to the intelligence of the Creator God, so I'm not like a normal human. I know the answer is 10 to 50% of the time when God prompts me to pray, I know 100% of the truth. And I have people that come to me like yourself and other experts like Frank Henry Ford and others and Gary and Cody Snodgrass, who was a munitions guy, offered $500,000 to blow up the Murrow Building. He survived after he had went on John B. Wells' show in December 2017, and they tried to kill him after he went on my show in spring of 2018. People either say, well, you're just doing this radio for entertainment. No, I'm not. I'm retired.
No.
I'm not doing this for damn entertainment. So you want me to shut up? You need to shut up and listen out there. You need to realize this is the end game. This is not a little joke. And when I have disrespect from co-hosts and other people in other networks like Alex Jones or other people that are partly sold out by the agencies, and I don't mind, I'll have Alex on. If he wants to come on my show, I'll bring him on. But I'm going to cross-examine the guy. Same with Mike Adams, who I know has connections to CIA down in Ecuador, Vilcabamba. I know some of these guys are partially sold out because guess what? A lot of people that I listen to me, they're inside these agencies, they're inside the Pentagon, they're inside CENTCOM, Homeland Security, they're inside secret orders, and they have red lines. They won't cross. They'll kill 1,000 people, but they won't kill their mama. Right?
Right.
People know that. oh, Dr. Deagle. And then red lines are what's going to contain people, because once you reach a certain point, you say, you know, I'm not going to do that. Just like the Delta Force and special op teams that said to the governor of New York, we're not going to start taking guns from people, because the second home we go to, they're going to have guys in the roof with armor producing weapons that are going to kill us. And it's for governor, you can go to hell. We're not doing it. And guess what? They didn't. They already had a law passed in New York State to start seizing guns from people that had PTSD and other problems. You know that?
Huh.
Yeah. I got friends inside the military. I know what the hell is going on. People don't realize how frigging late the hour is. I mean, we're moments to midnight, seconds. We're not minutes away anymore, like, you know, the nuclear clock. So what about these other documents? You have something that we want to talk about on video, perhaps today after the show. What other things are in your documents besides the Kurds? What are the ones you've got cooking that are going to be coming out in the next few days? Because I want to connect all the dots to not only the coming election, which is less than a year away now, but also this Ukraine-gate. And even the leader of Ukraine said, look, we got the money. They want to give us the money, and we can buy the tank-killing missiles to make sure the Russians don't come across the border. And people need to understand that the previous government of Poroshenko was supported by the Nazis, which are the most nasty Nazis, were Ukrainian Nazis, worse than the Austrian and German. And they were killing fellow Ukrainians like crazy, and other populations of mentally retarded, and the what we call the gypsies, like crazy in the death camps. People don't get that. And we supported them directly through our State Department to get in power, the guy that's the drug cartel king, the chocolate king, they call him, and the prostitution king. And he took over there. This new guy is taking over in one. He's a comedian and an actor. And he's trying to do the right thing. And he wants to collaborate with Trump to ferret out corruption, because Ukraine is incredibly corrupt. That's why Biden and Biden's son got in there and got lots of money for gas fields in Ukraine. And I get a kick out of the nerve out of Biden. We got actually video clips of him making statements of how he managed to manipulate and say, well, if they're not getting $1 billion unless they fire this guy that's going after my son, I'm thinking, and you're trying to say there's no quid pro quo? We got you. It's like catching the illegal guy with his mask off in your home stealing your jewelry. We got a photographic video picture of it. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes. Regarding what you were asking earlier, I don't have all the details yet, but Venezuela having nuclear weapons on the actual mainland of Venezuela is very alarming and very disturbing.
I know they've had the first thing that I saw wasn't just the missiles up in Larachila Island. It was Russian nuclear missiles with warheads tunneling into sidewalls and caves in the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. Okay, the deepest river in South America is the Orinoco.
Yes.
Okay? That's the first vision I had, not the second one up on Larachila Island. We have to understand, they don't just have the cruise missiles. They got regular conventional submarine launch missiles they can launch for the Orinoco, even if we took out the Larachila Island. And the Russians, by the way, have got a private guard around Maduro. And the Chinese have 35,000 special forces there. The Cubans have got 46,000, including all the private guard around Maduro, to make sure he continues to send free oil to Cuba. And we need to blockade that damn oil. Cuba needs to know that we're not going to permit them to continue having nuclear weapons. And by the way, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Cuba has new types of weapons launched on their soil as well. Wouldn't it all surprise me if in our intel we find out that the Russians put missiles back in Cuba? Wouldn't it all surprise me?
There's a very good possibility. I know Putin's been contemplating rebuilding a Russian base in Cuba for the past decade.
Well, they have a naval base there already. That's why they can bring their submarines in there. Their nuclear submarines. Yeah. They already have it. I already know that from my intel sources. I just don't know if they have missile launch. They don't need to. All they need to do is park a submarine that has launch capability, and they press a few damn buttons. They can go in submarine and, you know, go under about 20 feet, 30 feet of water. Just push a damn button, and the missile comes in.
Yeah.
You know, you do not need a big launching platform anymore. Like back then at the Cuban Missile, you talked about the technology you need. You need oxygen tanks and this kind of tank and all these other things. They need a lot of steps in order to be able to launch missiles back in 1960. They don't need that anymore. No. They can sit in their submarine even down a mile down, push a damn button before you know it, the missile's exiting the water surface and it's heading toward your country at Mach, say, 3 or 4, thousands of miles an hour, with no way of actually identifying the missiles coming in because it's either below radar or it's actually using radar evading technology, which they have.
That's so true. Everything has been compartmentalized or miniaturized to the extent where it's an entirely different war game than what it was
right.
in 1960.
Well, the problem is Donald Trump doesn't either have the intellectual capacity or the experience to be able to be in the sphere of decision-making. He needs people like you and me to be a Samuel Counsel. He doesn't know. He doesn't even know what he doesn't know. It's like going into school and taking somebody from grade 3 and putting them in university in an advanced class. They're going to sit there with their eyes glazed over, not knowing what they're even talking about. Right?
Right. Time is running out. We're actually living on borrowed time right now.
We need to pray to God. You see, it's God's intervention. If we can get through to Trump directly, either through Sebastian Gorka or Bart Goldman and Dr. Ron Klatz, if we can get through to Trump directly and get your information through to him, and I don't want him to believe it right off the bat. Oh, yeah, it sounds really interesting. I don't care if his initial response is, that's really interesting, thank you, I hope you vote Republican. No, I want Donald Trump and his intel people to validate, not just try to BS their way to say, well, that's interesting, but you're mistaken. We're not mistaken. Okay, we're not. Because the three balls, the Kino balls of the SuperNet, the intel agencies, and the supernatural have all converged to say, damn it, we're in trouble. This is not open to people's opinion, and Trump's not going to fluff us off, or he's not. Because I'm putting out more and more videos, more and more contacts, more information to other politicians, and he needs to know he's either going to listen to us now or at the judgment seat of God. He's going to have God fingering over, John W. Spring, can you come over here? Did POTUS say this in this year? Did he do this or that? Did you know that? That's what's going to happen. Oh, I'm just making a story up here so you can see how God's judgment happens. POTUS is going to listen to us now or later, but either way, he's going to listen, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I personally hope he listens now.
Well, he better, or otherwise you can have 100 million to see. They're not just going to die a miserable nuclear death. Many of these people are on saved news. They're Christians. Their knuckles are on fire because they're doing good works for their own mind and their own ego. They're not doing God's will. They're supporting abortion in the first trimester. They're supporting evil tactics and socialism. They're supporting things which are fake Christianity or fake Judaism. And they think if they do enough good works, it wipes out the evil like high-level Masons. They're liars. They're part of the liocracy, and they're going to die. Not just physical, but spiritual death. Annihilation of the soul. And I don't want that to happen. They're my brothers and sisters. I pray for Hillary Clinton and Podesta and these other monsters. They're my lost brothers and sisters. And we suffer for these people because we won't pray for them. How many Christians do you think pray for those who do evil in our country? Like Romney, a high-level Masonic Mason. How many people pray for Hillary Clinton and her demonic entity, her Draco Reptilian, that's avataring her like a video game? I doubt it very much. How many people pray for Trump, who's probably lost in Scottish Rite Masonry like his father, and he's a good man, he wants to support religious freedom and pro-life, but he's delusional. And he's even tweeting dozens of times per day on stuff he shouldn't tweet over. He should tweet over really important stuff and talk to you. Instead of tweeting, he should be on the phone to you, shouldn't he?
He should.
Yeah, we're going to try our best to get through to POTUS. If we don't, man, I don't know what's next, man. I'm going to leave it in God's hands. But pray, people, and don't think you're going to shut Deagle up. You need to shut up and listen, okay? Stop putting old comments thinking, shut up, Deagle, let your ghost talk. You need to understand, we're going to have lots of time to talk. We'll put you on video. But people need to realize this is the end game. It's not just, you know, Alex Jones movie, The End Game. This is the end game. It's over. We don't solve this. We're done. America is done. The world is done. The population first will die. Not just a physical, but a spiritual death. That's how serious it is.